And right now, it is time for the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Nack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom. You want to find them on the web. It's tqag.com, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. And I do believe with all luck, they're both hooked up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay. Yay, yay, yay. Because you know why? Both of us. You know why? When I clicked on it to call you, it just came up with both of you there. So I said, what? It never happens like that. Never.
That wonder. That's definitely a technical anomaly.
Spell that word, please. No, I won't get it. All right.
T E C H. Sorry.
Well, you're right. Technical is actually probably worse than anomaly. All right. So, anyway, Jill's not here yet. So, you know, we know we've got to start off with the low pay grade guy here. what do we want to talk about here?
So, I thought I would start out with where I was last week, because I was on a plane and was not able to speak with you all last week. I was venturing out to California, where Julian's held their street art auction. And what was interesting to me is there were 50 lots in the sale, and it did really well. It did just about $400,000. And overall, the prices were strong. But what I did find, and we did it during, they had a party and a reception at this little gallery, and the room, there were a lot of people in the room, but most, I would say all, 99% of the lots went to the online bidders. There were people that were, we had a couple of people on the phone, but they said, oh yeah, I'm watching it online. I just wanted to make sure that you had my bid and where it was going. I just want to hear what's going on, but I'm bidding online. And the majority of the sale was sold online. And there were two people that were there. They acted as underbidders, but really, I think only one person ended up getting something that was in the room, and one of the lots. I think it was only one lot out of all of those. So it was fascinating, because I said afterwards, well, why isn't this sale? You know, we do go to all this expense, get the auctioneer there, the sound people, we do a catered party and everything. It's really great, but more and more, it's going online. And what's wonderful, now this is a combination, I'm not just saying that everything should be online, but it was a combination where they had the items on view, people came in, they were able to view it, inspect it, take a look at it. And I think with that kind of opportunity, there's going to be more and more of that happening, because you know, there are expenses that go along with that, and people were watching it from around the world. One of the lots, though, in the sale was the Naked Trump. If you remember, they sold that about 3 or 4 years ago. It was by this street artist called In Decline. And the piece is, it's the Naked Trump, but it's actually, the title is The Emperor Has No Balls. And it was interesting piece. And the press, of course, was going nuts over who was going to bid on this and who the ultimate buyer was going to be. So we made an announcement that whoever the buyer is, please be prepared that the press may want to speak with you. So let us know whether you would like us to divulge the name or not. And ultimately, at the end of the sale, we found out that the bidder was the Haunted Museum in Las Vegas, and they are going to display this piece. And I forget the gentleman's name, but he's been on the Travel Channel, and he's been on all kinds of TV, different things. So he was the ultimate buyer. So that was a lot of fun. And of course, people in the room, being in California, as soon as I said the Naked Trump or, you know, this piece, everyone, boo. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, major.
Hey, this isn't a sporting event now. Come on.
Correct. That's exactly right. So it was an interesting sale. So,
I want to go back for 1 second and address one of the things that you were talking about, and that's the online. Some of the auctions, or a number of auctions, are now only on online. Some auction companies just do online auctions. And the fear has been over the years that live auctions will go the way of the dinosaur. And I still don't believe that's going to be the fact. But there was a time when a live auction was more than just a sale. It was also an event. And I still believe that to be true. For example, if there was, it depends on the celebrity, it depends on the subject matter in the auction.
Well, yeah, the assets.
Yes, it definitely depends on the assets. We'll take, for example, the Rudolf Nureyev sale. When that actually happened, that was a two-day sale, and you couldn't even get near the building to get in. Now, right. And I still believe that today, if that sale were to happen, that would still be the case. Now, on the other side of the coin, something, we'll use street art, for example, which a number of the people who are bidding on these items are much, I would venture to say, much younger and much more technically savvy than the buyer at something that, at, like, for example, a high-end art auction or a high-end celebrity auction. So consequently, they don't have an issue with placing a bid online for something because that's what they have grown up with. So I don't believe that the actual live auction is going the way of the dinosaur. I do believe, however, that the live auction is, depending on the asset, can be more productive for one particular asset as opposed to another particular asset.
Right, right. And yep. To address that, and I will tell you, is that when I did the Bertoia auction, and that's all toys, and that client base and demographic is younger, what they've been doing now is they've been doing their online auctions and then doing a Bertoia signature sale with the higher end pieces. However, even there and after that sale, a good majority of the sale, and I would say 85%, went to the internet. There were people in the room that were bidding, but you know, there were a number of dealers, and I had dealers coming up to me afterwards saying, you know, try being a dealer in this kind of environment. I don't know what is hot, where people want to go, and I can't buy to resell. It's easier for me just to be on the internet and to do this. So what I'm just saying, it's a comment of, it's interesting. I'm seeing this shift a little bit in my auction partners and what's going on auctioneering. And yes, I agree with you, Greg. It is an event. And what I like what Bertoia is doing is they're doing more of the higher end pieces that are going to draw in people to, so that they will come in, take a look at it, and it is sort of not. And it wasn't a party or anything in Bertoia's, but it's getting together with collectors, and that's part of why they do it.
You know what,
and I think why they enjoy it.
You know what they're doing with these big car auctions now? They're having them for 3 and 4 days, and the first 2 or 3 days they bring in the lower price cars, and they also
right. mm-hmm.
And also they have a lot of events at these things for people to go to, parties and events around that, and then the final day they have the real big money auction. And you can,
right.
and they still get people coming to the auction, but probably their biggest income comes on the big cars and the real expensive cars from the internet.
I've been trying to interject for about 6 minutes, so you can understand that my mind is at this.
Well, then you should have got here on time, dear.
Oh, careful on that! No. You hadn't even started yet. Tim was still. You hadn't even started yet, darling. In fact, I was behind a guy with Florida plates, so I was thinking of you guys. Pretty sad.
I feel so bad for you in that case. Yes. Sorry.
It was outrageous. That and a street sweeper. Anyhow, that being said, what is important in the bigger picture, and it's very hard when you guys are in a business where you do look at the bigger picture and trends. you are dealing, however, with a particular generation. It's intergenerational. But there is a generation out there that doesn't have a clue about a trend, and they are purchasing right now using what, you know, it kind of depends. So it's more a marketing issue, because the basic fundamentals of business have not changed in, you know, I don't know how in millennia. And so you've got to market your product. We've got a number of people who are learning that, for example, just marketing their businesses via social media to their friends doesn't ultimately result in a productive business.
Correct.
And that is a hard lesson, because you can't tell someone who's going out there to start something, basically until they have burned through that they might want to widen their base. And it's
But it's that same theory and that same way of thinking that you're saying, is that the collectors have realized that in order to collect better items or to have access to those items, they need to widen their exposure to not just being on the telephone, but also to use that tool to look for better items. And that's what I've experienced, because I was also phone bidding with some people that usually are in the room, and I know them because I've been doing their sales for over 20 years and being in the business for as long as I have. I knew them when they were at Christie's and they were collecting, and now they're slowing down. And a number of the older collectors, let's just say, they were saying, you know, I forced myself to get online. I've talked to my kids, I've talked to my grandkids, and they've helped me on this. And I've been able to make some purchases, but I still go and take a look at it. I need to see it. And they do understand that they have to broaden their pool as well. And what I'm just saying is, the comment was, last year I was like, well, yeah, a little bit. This year, it's interesting how every year, and with technology, it shortens the time period of what used to take 10 years is now 5 years, and what used to be 5 years is now maybe a year and a half, where you see these changes in the marketplace. So things are moving a little faster. And even globally, a lot of the bigger auction houses are reporting larger gains to internet sales. And it goes to your point, Jill, about marketing, is that it does bring people in. And Marshall, I love your observation too, is that, yeah, they do those lower end auctions so that they come in and people feel that they can buy something at a Barrett Jackson or Mecum auction, and then they have the big thing. But they're bringing new buyers in, and they're bringing new people in, getting them comfortable with buying. And I think a lot of that has really helped the internet side of things, because people have become more comfortable with buying at a certain level. And they will buy with confidence, knowing who the auction house is.
I think Jill touched on something really important, and that's marketing. Because 20 years ago, I'm using it, just picking that 20 years, because 20 years ago, email was not nearly what it is today. In fact, a lot of people didn't even know what email was. So 20 years ago, auction companies would have to spend a lot of money, a lot of postage, make a lot of phone calls, and they would send out these beautifully printed pieces. And people, in order to see them from the catalog, they would have to venture out to these auction companies. Now they can send that same stunningly beautiful, graphically amazing marketing piece right into your home, and you can click on it, and there's a certain trust level that has built up over the years about seeing something on online, on email, that you might even want to consider bidding online as opposed to being in person. However, this also goes to another point that we have talked about in the past, and that is, nothing beats actually seeing the piece in person. So I think we're at I think we are at a point now where we are going to, where both the live auction and the online auction are going to run hand in hand. It doesn't matter if there's only one person in the gallery for a sale. I still believe that, to Jill's point, that seeing something in person is never going to go out of style.
Well, what's going to go out of style is our time.
Okay, and I'm just going to just say, talk to you next week, but more people just still have to look at things. You're absolutely right. That doesn't change. Universal.
No. I agree.
Use your eyeballs.
I agree.
All right, touch, feel, and look. It's the way to go. Okay.
Appropriately.
All right.
Appropriately.
We'll see you guys next week.
Okay, have a great week.
Okay. Take care, guys. Bye-bye. Bye. Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, the Appraisal Guys, the Freakin' Frack of Nick and Knack, DQAG.com, on the web with Appraise This.